that, our last paragraph on that page, Roman numeral 15. Joe?
Now, there's one thing that Bill Wilson did that you can remember this in reading Bill Wilson's writings, anything that he wrote. He always does a, follows a certain pattern. For instance, he'll always tell us what the problem is. He'll give us a solution to that problem. Then he'll give us a program of action to implement the solution that he just described. He does that over and over and over in all of his writings. And certainly he does that here in the big book. In Roman numeral page 15, it says, the spark that was to flare in the first AA group was struck at Akron, Ohio, in June 1935 during a talk between a New York stockbroker and an Akron physician.
Now, we know that New York stockbroker to be this fellow named Bill Wilson. I think we're treating Bill pretty good when we call him a New York stockbroker. He really was, and he was a New York City stock speculator. He made his living out of selling fast-talking to slow-thinking people. You know, we don't want to take anything away from Bill. He's a great man. But we all need to realize that he's a real alcoholic, and he thought and he acted just like the rest of we alcoholics did. And, of course, the Akron physician is this fellow named Dr. Bob Smith, who lived in Akron, Ohio at that time, Joe.
So 6 months earlier, the broker had been relieved of his drink obsession by a sudden spiritual experience following a meeting with an alcoholic friend who'd been in contact with the alcoholic groups of that day.
A little later on, as we get into the book, into Bill's story, we're going to see where Bill was visited by an old friend, another alcoholic named Ebbie Thatcher. And Ebbie Thatcher was an old school friend of Bill's, and they drank together a lot when they were growing up. And Ebbie came to see Bill in Bill's kitchen in New York City, and he sat down with Bill. And he gave Bill what turned out later to be two very valuable pieces of information.